When September started and everyone was fully bearish, I was full-blown bull mode. And I tweeted this, as you can see, on the 1st of September. I said, Bitcoin will end September in the green. I must be honest, when I tweeted that, I didn't think that we'd have the best September that Bitcoin's ever had. So that's where we are today. Look, it's not the end of the month. It's almost the end of the month. We are up 11.26%, which makes September the best September Bitcoin's ever going to be. And if you look at the altcoins for September, I mean, how's that for a monthly chart? Every single bubble except Monero in the top one, and Casper actually in the top 100 is green. And you had a FTT popping 73.8% actually today. We'll talk about that in it. But what this means is, first of all, I think that this is going to continue. I think this momentum that we're having in September is definitely going to continue. And I'll show you where the data points are that are showing me that this momentum is then going to continue. But it also means that if you want to be playing altcoins, you don't have much time. You really don't have much time playing altcoins. You need to position yourselves in the altcoin base. And that's really what I'm going to be doing here today. Sheldon's going to join me. We're going to be talking about which altcoins you should be getting into, which ones you've already missed about. Sunday stream, fun stream. Let's go, guys. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, wherever you are. We've got a big show here for you guys today. It's nice to be back in the bull market. Nice to be doing some shows with Sheldino again. I wonder if he's joining. I know he was trying to join. I can see he's trying to join. Nice to be doing shows with Sheldino again. Nice to be coming to you guys on the bull market. Nice to be coming to you guys when the bubbles look like this. To those guys who've made it here on a Sunday, good to see you. Alan, I see you. Cass Papa, I see you as well. Nora, I see you. Matt Ruffner, beat that beat. Pump that beat. I've got that... Maven, Banter Sunday. I see everybody. You guys are all here. You guys are actually making the show. I see people calling for Tooker. It's been an amazing, amazing time for Tooker. It's been an amazing time for Baked as well. I'll show you why Baked has been. I mean, look at that Baked chart. And it's just starting. It really is just starting. So we'll talk about that on the show today as well. We'll talk about Smoking Chicken Fish. It's also having an amazing run today. So we're going to be talking a little bit about meme coins. We're going to be talking about the FTT pump. We're going to be talking about the Sui pump. We're going to be talking about the Cetus pump. Lots to talk about here today. So listen, not already subscribed, you know what to do. You know what to do. Just subscribe, join the channel. I think we're getting very, very, very close to the 1.1 million subs, right? Let's quickly just go have a look at this and see while you guys are subscribing. Let's quickly just look and see where the hell you are when it comes to the number of subscribers. Analytics. Hold on. Come on. Show me the analytics. Show me the live analytics. Okay, we're there. I mean, we're getting there. Look at this. We're nearly at 1.1 million. 1,090,000. We're nearly there. Also, someone's just saying, Hoi Milis. How does your friends are here, bro? All right.
Yo, happy Sunday.
Sheldino's here, bro. Sheldino's also here. Welcome, bro.
What's up? How are you, bro?
Good, bro. Nice to see you on a Sunday. We're back doing Sunday shows. We're back doing Sunday shows, talking about stuff like that.
I see everyone's pumped on the side over here. It's nice to have a little bit of a bullish momentum. To have a look. That was a good week. That was a great week in crypto. I haven't had a trading week like that for a while.
I mean, look at the monthly. That's the weekly, sorry. And then look at the monthly. Look at that. Sui up 132% this month. This is the same month where everybody was calling September down. Everyone was saying like September is going to be. Remember when in the beginning of September, everyone was bearish. Now, tomorrow on my show, I'm going to tell you when the next Bitcoin correction is going to be. Because I know exactly when it's going to be. And I want to call it now before everyone says, I'm going to show you exactly when it's going to be. I'm going to show you that on tomorrow's show. Someone says, where's Dylan? Dylan's got the Sunday off and Sheldon and I are filling in for him.
Ryan, looking at this year, bro, obviously, and I wanted to chat to you this before we jump into a bunch of, you know, charts and a bunch of alts and that, you know, the beginning of the year, we had a similar rally from the alts, but we kind of had the memes creep up, right? And then it was like a little bit confusing. There wasn't much like...
Let me show you something.
I see memes now are starting to pop their heads. And the question is, like, are they going to come as hot as what they did? Or, like, should they have been shaken out a little bit?
Give me 3 minutes. I'm going to put you in the waiting room for 3 minutes just so I can use the screen. And then I'm going to bring you back, okay? I said to you guys the beginning of the show, I think this pump's actually going to continue, right? So I called it in the beginning of September. I'm calling it again now that it's going to continue. My analysis is not based on, like, garbage. Not based on, like, on hype or Twitter accounts or whatever else. This is actually based on real fundamentals. And I'll show you what's actually going on. So we started off, we got the best September that we've ever had. Now, if you look at any other September, where we've been green in September, we've always also been green in October, November, and December. So it's happened over here in 2023, happened again in 2016, which, by the way, was an election year, which, by the way, was a halving year. And again, we got an amazing, amazing run. And then 2015 as well. Every time September's ended in the green, October's also ended in the green, which is quite a big thing. But that's, I mean, that could be coincidence. You got to look at what's actually driving the market. So what is actually driving the market? Well, first of all, of course, China. Now, I am expecting some kind of pullback in China this week. I think generally the Chinese market's going to go up. But I mean, if you look at what happened in the Chinese market last week, the Chinese market is about 20% up in 1 week. Now, when a market goes up 20% up in 1 week, remember, this is not an altcoin, meme coin, shitcoin. This is like a big market. So that's going to keep coming. But also now China's back in the mix. You've got an ex-finance minister of theirs actually talking quite bullish about crypto. He said latest... So this came from Cointelegraph. It says Chinese ex-finance minister calls for China's crypto study after US Bitcoin ETF shift. He stressed the importance of studying the risks and innovations of the digital economy, particularly in light of the US acceptance of cryptocurrencies. So it's almost like becoming this like fight between the East and the West now, because they're all realizing how important Bitcoin actually is. Trump's realized it. Kamala Harris started to mention it last week. China's now getting gung-ho. And then also China is doing increased liquidity, crazy increased liquidity. Then on Friday, just before I left, I was like, wow, can this week get any better? Because the new Japanese prime minister came in and he said, we will deploy fiscal stimulus if needed. So now you've got the US who are saying that they may cut rates faster if the job market weakens more than forecast. And the job market is weakening more than forecast, unfortunately, or fortunately, or whatever you want to call it that. You got China increasing. You got Japan saying that they will increase. And so this is the chart of global net liquidity. So global net liquidity is looking, I mean, it's pretty much in all-time high territory, and it's very, very, very much on the uptrend. In fact, since June, global liquidity is up 4.46%, which is, just think about, this is global liquidity. This is not a joke. This is like a serious, serious, serious thing. Then you've got, that's what Palm's saying. You got the US elections, 36 days away, which is always generally very, very, very bullish. And then there's another force in the market, which is MicroStrategy. So MicroStrategy is raising $2 billion at the moment, right? There's $1.1 billion that they still haven't raised. But when they raise the $2 billion, they're going to come into the market and they're going to be buying $2 billion worth of Bitcoin. When they finish that purchase, they'll have more Bitcoin than Grayscale, which is, I mean, that's crazy. So this is a force to, I mean, if he just keeps raising and raising and raising money, and the better the market, the more money Michael Saylor actually manages to raise, which is massive. And then don't forget, we do have the catch-up trade between Bitcoin and the S&P. So generally the S&P or the stock markets are correlated. But if you look at the S&P since April, because of Mt. Gox and because of all the overhang, look where we are today. You've got a massive, massive, massive catch-up trade. So very, very, very bullish on Q4. Very bullish in general. In fact, one thing that we need to look at is we've probably got like just over a year left in the cycle if the cycle is remains true to the cycle. There's about 380 days left. So just over 1 year that's left in this bull market, if this bull market is the same as any other bull markets. What does that mean? It means you got to start really positioning yourself in the right alts. It means you got to start changing your mindset. It means that you got to break out of day trader mentality. I did like this tweet, which I saw earlier, which is, look, buddy, you don't want to be a day trader in a bull market. You don't want to be a day trader in the bull market. I've seen this. I've seen day traders.
Today we're going to debate, my friend.
You don't want to be a day trader. I'm willing to take on any day trader from now till the end of the bull market. See who has the higher account. Sheldon, if you want to take me on, put your money where your mouth is. Put your eyebrows where your mouth is. It'd be nice. I'd kick your ass, first of all. The other thing which I've been seeing on Twitter, guys, be careful of this. Be careful of this. I see that a lot of people are saying that distributions from FTX are happening tomorrow. That is fake news. Fake news. Fake news. The real story is something like this. On the 7th of October, there will be a court hearing which will take place to confirm the reorganization. If approved, then the payments can begin, but it's only small payments. It's for claimants that are less than $50,000. So don't think that $16 billion is going to come into the market. But in the meantime, the FTT degens have come into the market. They send up this FTT coin to $3. That's, for me, a great short, but you've got to be careful if you're taking the short. Be very careful. All right, let's talk altcoins. So yes, as I was saying, well, Sheldon and I will debate this in a second, but good day for altcoins. Well, weak day for altcoins, great week for altcoins, great month for altcoins. So in the last month, just look at this, SUI up 134%. This train ain't stopping. Even Arbitrum's up. Tau, Bitenso up again today. Look at the bubbles. So I saw actually when I looked at the bubbles that Bitenso was up today. Let's quickly go there. Let's see the ones that are up today. So FTT, you know, you can, with the new bubbles, well, with bubbles, you can pop out. You just click this arrow over here and you can pop it. And actually, Josh showed me something interesting. If you don't want to see a bubble, so if you, let's say, for example, you don't want to see Bonk anymore, you just click here and then you click here and you say hide token, and then it'll just hide the bubble. Hide the token. So SUI's up again today. Because SUI's up, CETUS is probably also up. Let's quickly just go look at CETUS. CETUS is the biggest DEX. Wow, look at that. Up. So this is the call we gave in Front Runners, funny enough. And I just want to show you when we actually gave that call. So we gave that call at 6.6 cents. It's now at 18 cents. Unbelievable. So the people in Front Runners up 300% on that call on spot. And if you took it on leverage, well, gee, wow, crazy. Even ETH, there's $1 billion in the BlackRock ETH ETF trust. So I don't know, Sheldon and I can debate today whether ETH is going to have its day, because I posted something the other day. In fact, where is Sheldino Tantino? I posted about ETH the other day, and he said, you'll buy my ETH from me. So would you like to buy my ETH, Sheldon?
Yes, sir. I will. I think you are selling the bottom. We can't okay. Doubt that an ETH season, like, you know, you could kind of see that all the narratives are popping. An ETH narrative will come. It will pop. I don't think it performs the way it does anymore. Okay. I don't think I'm going to hold my longest bags
did
anymore.
Did you read my tweet? Let me. I wrote a tweet. A lot of people were like, are very upset with me, because I wrote a tweet. This tweet of it, I said, this is such a hard tweet to write. I'm in an abusive relationship, and I have been for over 2 years. I always think it's going to get better, but it never does. In fact, it just gets worse. As hard as it is, I need to build my strength and get out once and for all, leave it all behind. I think I'm finally at that point, and I couldn't have done it without all of you. Wish me luck. I'm selling the last of my ETH today. I still haven't sold them because I'm in an abusive relationship, but I should. But I just don't know where to put my money. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So what's this debate in your head about ETH at the moment? Like, you know, it hasn't had its run yet. Do you think that there's not going to be a run? Is that what you're thinking? Or
no,
you know,
I think there might. Why? I think there might be a run, but I think that if ETH runs, SOL runs much higher. I'll give you another example, right? If ETH runs 10%, how much is ENS going to run? Like, why must I hold ETH if I can just hold, like, ETH leverage token? So ETH runs, SOL's gonna explode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
well, kind of. Like if you had to say the beginning of last year, which is say, would you rather hold some of these altcoins or Bitcoin? A lot of us would say altcoins, but Bitcoin destroyed them for like 18 months. You know, just because they're big doesn't mean they're still not going to have their little season. For me, I don't agree 100%. I agree with not being a day trader, but I don't agree with being in, catching the pump, selling, and moving on. Like, I don't agree with that. You know, what I think that is the strongest thing to do in this bull market, is to move on. Because every time you're in and you're just holding, you know, how are you going to sell this bull market? Are you actually going to sell?
Let's do this. How long do you think this bull market's going to last?
I think next year, and close to end of next year, we're done.
Okay, pick a date.
I'd say like 1 year from October, now? November. Yeah, about a year.
No problem. Let me create an account. You create an account. You trade the account, I invest. Okay, when I say invest, I may make a couple of changes, but I'm not going to trade. I may make like 5-10 changes the whole year, right? You can trade in and out. Let's see which account does better.
No, Ran, so what got me to this sort of thing, like seriously, we were chatting with the audience here, was we all held way too long last cycle. And the question here is, how do we do it a little bit different this time? Like for you as well, didn't you hold 99% of your altcoins throughout the bear?
So actually,
like, are you going to do that again? Like because you if you don't have truth? Some sort of, yes, please.
I've started exiting.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Very, 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 very slowly. So I'll give an example of how I'm exiting. Okay. Like now I've got it. Now I'm telling my traders to exit half a Bitcoin every week and just put it aside, right? Every week. Later on in the bull market, I'm going to increase it to one Bitcoin. Later on in the market, I'm going to increase it to 2 Bitcoin a week. Later on, I'm going to increase it to 3 Bitcoin a week, right? So I'm constantly taking profits, but I'm taking profits into Bitcoin because I don't believe in the US dollar, I've got to be honest.
And the same thing, like let's say you're in a token now, and because it's kind of confusing with the market because one token will just rally 500% and then it will chill and then the rest start to pop up and stuff. Do you sell that altcoin now? Do you take profit? Like what is your, I think it's depends. Important, bro, because we all held the last one and I think we got a bit of a, so for me, it's not about being a day trader, but it's about exiting. It's about having some sort of, you know, exiting. Kind of move on. Don't attach too much because otherwise you become this holder. And that was a terrible idea for me in the last one, like the bear market, holding my entire portfolio, the whole bear market.
Yeah. So look, I mean, we did hold too long last time. We did all get caught out by surprise last time. And so this year I'm not making that mistake. So I'm starting to exit early in the bull market. I'm very, 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 I know I'm early. I know I'm really, really early. But the thing is, I'm very, 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 very exposed. And so, you know, if I go into Bitcoin, just a little bit, like half a Bitcoin a week, which relative to the size of my portfolio is not really a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But at least I'm starting to put money on the side. Starting to put money on the side. And do it.
And then is that just so someone can understand that's watching, is that a gut feeling or is that like, are you selling on pumps? Like what is your, when your altcoin's pumping, are you starting to take pump. A little bit? Like,
so I started selling because I'm starting to pump. So I was buying in the dip and I was increasing I was exiting in the green. So we've had, like, example, we've had a month like this, right? Now, I've been in a lot of these coins. A lot of the guys have been, so like, we were in Sui, we were in Tau, we were in Phantom, we in Arbitrum, we're in Rune, we were in Aerodrome, right? We're in Celestia. So with all those, like, how do you not take some profit this month, right? Like, again, Ohm, if you look at the amount of money that our community has made on Ohm, I'll just show you like where this thing came from in the last year.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. So just look at it over here. So it came from 20 cents. Is it one, like 7x? 7x, you've got to be taking some profits, right? You've got to be taking some profits. So that's why I'm saying the best way to do it is just when the markets are good like this, take out X amount every single day or every single week.
Put it in Bitcoin, right?
I'm putting it to Bitcoin. And then when the market swings down, then I'll just use that Bitcoin to buy the dips, or I'll just
turn it to alts. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah, because I do think smart. I know when the next, and I do think I know when the next dip is coming, and I'll show you tomorrow on the show. I'll actually do a full analysis, but I do think I know exactly when the next dip is coming. Funny enough, the other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into Sheldon XRP, take me to the XRP chart. I saw Wiz was calling it.
Wait! What show is this, bro? When in our whole career do we start off with our first chart on XRP?
Bro, it's
okay, bro. Do you need a hug? Like, how are you feeling? Like, what? XRP, okay. Wow. Okay. It's not what I expected for a Sunday stream. Let's do this. I'm in. It is actually moving a little bit.
It's moving. Okay. That's what I'm saying to you. My whole timeline is... let's go to my whole timeline is XRP.
So this is big. This is big. Let me show you the... Yeah.
XRP is on my timeline. Smoking chicken fish is on my timeline. Baked is on my timeline.
So this is big, bro. Like this is a big break. You know, you're basically coming from 2021. You know, this is a long weekly break. So what I've been showing a lot of the audience over the last couple of weeks was the recipe. The moment you catch these early breaks, first higher highs, things like that, they've been incredible buys on majority. I think we've had 80 calls in the last, you know, week or two, and they've all been amazing. The moment this happens, volume comes in. When you break a long-term trend, and the moment you break the high, you start to squeeze. So this does look like it's on its way to a dollar. Wow. Will it be one of these again? We'll see. Or like, because now they finally maybe a little bit more legit and stuff, maybe it will slowly start to grow again. But we'll soon see if it's a pump or dump. But from here, it's quite clear the next target's around 90 cents to a dollar, you know, over the next couple of weeks. It's a
I haven't bought any. Okay, I'm going to give you something that I'm either bought or thinking of buying. The next one that I want you to look at is Injective. Because that one's
the big one. So, yeah,
this one feels to me like it hasn't run. It feels like it hasn't run.
It hasn't. So this one for me, I just want to quickly clear up here, make it a bit bigger for you guys. There we go. So you could see I've basically made my little drawing here over the weekend. Then I think we're going to dip here into the low 20s. And I think we're going to be on our way very quickly. We know it's broken the big weekly. It's literally just fighting this daily high over here on the left. and then we should start squeezing. So I think on the next push-up, I think Injective really gets moving. I think we get back to the 30s and 40s. And to be honest, you know, I do think this will be a run, you know, over the next couple of weeks, getting us back to the high move. So I've been very bullish on Injective, and I still think it's in investment entries. I don't know if you agree with me, but I still think this is in something that you can actually hold for the bull market more than, you know, I kind of speak about a lot in my shows that if you buy something late, it's not a problem. It's just, it's a trade now. So just put a stop loss in. But if you manage to get weekly breakouts, the investment entries, something that you can survive pullbacks in the future. So Injective is a big one. I saw things like Coty starting to break trends today. Coty looks amazing. I think Coty's going to start having a run. Even Arbitrum, you were speaking about Arbitrum. I got Optimism Lido. I spoke about this on I think these alts are great, to be honest. You know, I got teased last week for trading Cardano from Alex Becker and stuff like that, and I'm not gonna lie, dude, I literally just ordered two new bikes with it, and you know, I bought some more gear with it, and I'm still in the trade, and I'm still 35k up. Like, I'm here for the money, bro. Like, now I'm here to make the money. I'm here to move to where the money's at. I'm here to trade what's obvious, and I'm here to move on. And like you say, just stack Bitcoin along the way. I'm not in love. Like, I don't believe nothing's gonna pump, and this is like, I think the ETH ecosystem's still gonna have a strong rip. So, you know, the Optimism, the Lidos, these, I was actually showing you guys on Friday, you know, these are big weekly breakouts. There's the Optimism breakout, very big weekly breakout coming straight into the retest. The Lido, the Arbitrum, even Coty itself. That's a great, great, great buy on Coty coming into the zone over here. So I think Coty is a good one as well. So I'm kind of just like hovering on, and I'm kind of moving around Aave? This bull market. I'm not in love at all.
What about Aave?
Aave's good, actually. I saw it pulling back today, which is nice.
I added some today. I'm asking you all the buns that I added some today. This one
is one of the best, and you see there. So that was the breakout last week. Aave just got going, and now it's literally come and bounced on a 618 and in the zone. So this is the zone to load up on more Aave. Definitely more on
Aave. What about NEAR?
NEAR's a bit
soft. Smash the like button.
We've been getting it.
Someone here says this show deserves more than 2,000 likes. I agree. Let's go. Let's smash the like button. Okay, how's NEAR?
So NEAR's amazing. You know, again, I still think it's a little bit investment entries, but when it comes to this thing changing trend, you know, there's your first major day higher high, which is good. And now you zoom out, you go look at the, you know, how this year went. We shot up, we hit 618, turned our previous bear market into support, which I don't think anyone understood what we actually did this year. Even though it took us 6 months of sideways, we actually managed to turn the past, which was a very bad last 2 years, into support, into a good thing to show we've actually made progress. We've actually, you know, turned this that was terrible into our new support levels. So this started breaking trends, looking good. My good buy zones here between that, you know, that 4.7, the early $5 sort of range. But I think from here, we actually go to 618, which is around $12 to $13. So I kind of feel that these alts, you know, we speak about there's three legs when it comes to the altcoins. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's three major legs when you see a pump, and you actually have the first leg. The first leg is the one where you creep up to the previous all-time high. The one where you like you just start recovering. It's actually the smallest leg of the cycle. And then you go into the second leg. The second leg's the big one. The one where we actually break the all-time highs and we start extending very quickly. So I think a lot of altcoins actually put in their first leg. I actually see this as being the first leg of the altcoin markets. And I'm still seeing the second leg. The second leg's usually the biggest. And the third one's usually the fastest and the shortest. And that's where they kill and they end it. So I still see NEAR, you buying the dip on the second leg. You know, the second leg going into the second major leg. So I still think it's a good area.
So wait, I wanna just mention to some people who are watching this. Guys, if you want to learn all about this, all about what is going on here, the first leg, the second leg, when to trade. And if you want to learn how to trade crypto, meme coins and equities, right, all in one school, and you want to do this absolutely for free, then go here to this link over here. But you got to do it like really quickly because I think that it's nearly finished. Let's just see. Okay, you've got 1 day and 21 hours to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to get in. You're not going to be involved. You want to learn how to trade meme coins, equities, leverage, and learn all about the charts, and you want this all for free. There's a link here. It's the probably one of the last times Sheldon's going to be doing a free school. Here is the link over here. People, if you've done Sniper School, just let us know in the chat. Let the guys know. You will never, ever, ever get a free school like this. You will never, ever, ever get a free school like this ever again. And here it is. Here's your opportunity. And again, this is the first time that Sheldon's going to be teaching equities, crypto, And meme coins all at once, all at once. So you're gonna be all at once doing exactly the same thing.
And just to add there, Ron, like guys, the urgency, like we've seen this market wake up. You don't want to miss the best months of your life just because you didn't know how to put a stop loss, or like you just didn't know how to, you know, have a trading journey. Like you never had something in your toolbox and it was the best moments of your life and you make a silly mistake. Like for me, when you want to take this seriously, you invest yourself a little bit. It is a free school. After that, there's many things. There's Front Runner, Sniper Club. There's so many things after. But for this, to give you the basics and get going, just trust me. Come join on Tuesday. I'll blow your socks off. I'll make sure that
you're ready. How about this? You all sign up, you go there on, you join on Tuesday. Tuesday is the workshop. If you don't enjoy the workshop, then just leave the school. It's so simple. I mean, but if you do enjoy the workshop, at least then you're getting a free school, which is an unbelievable school.
I did the first call. Yeah. I don't know what to do with so much money. How's this guy? Nice. Nice.
Yeah,
right.
Amazing.
I've got a quick question for you before we jump on you again. Yeah. Okay. So, what is it? Marry, date, or kill, right? Marry, no, date, or kill. Marry, sleep with, and kill.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to ask you, Solana. Yeah. Are we in
married? Okay, marry. I'm getting married. I'm getting married to all of them. All of them. Just don't tell them, but I'm getting married to all of them.
You got to date one. You're married to all of them. So you got Solana, Arweave, Injective. You got to marry one. You can have a good, great 1 week of your life. And the other one you've got to get rid of.
I'll tell you what the problem is. You can't ask that question because the risk return is very different there. Like the risk return on Solana versus the risk return on Arweave is very different, right? It's like they're all going to succeed.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through a couple of altcoins. Remember that one show we did back in the first bull market?
The one you date for a little while
and you marry. I think this is a good one. So we start with Solana. That's your baby, right? Marry for life. Does this mean you're holding Sol for the next 5-10 years? Like, I'm just to get a little bit of understanding.
I'm taking a lot of profits into Sol. Most of my profits are now going into Sol. Most of my profits.
Arweave Injective. You're marrying these bad boys.
Marrying Arweave, long-term dating Injective. Injective, I want to see a little bit more usage traction on Injective, but definitely one of my biggest holdings, yes.
Okay, so Injective is one you'd maybe take some profits in if it's been ripping good bull market, things like that. Okay, fantastic. Let's go Phantom.
I'm dating her for a short period of time.
You're in there for the pump, in there for a good time.
I know she's feisty. I know she's feisty in the short term, bro. She's one of those that's feisty. It's the type of girl you date, and she's one of those that, like, every time you date her, every time you're going to date, she drinks tequila and you have an amazing time. But I'm not going to marry her. No.
You're not going to marry her.
But I'm not marrying her, bro.
Okay, Sui.
Sui's my mistress. Solana is the wife. Sui's the mistress, bro.
Okay, so she's the one on the side. Let's go. Thorchain.
Mary.
Mary, huh?
Mary.
I was impressed when I was actually there and we met
JP.
JP, I don't know if I could say, but yeah. JP, that was they're building a lot more than what I thought. Like they really are.
It's the only completely decentralized cross-chain protocol today. I mean, simple as that. Like it's a one-on-one. One-on-one.
Yes.
All right, hit me with another one.
Okay, let's go. What do you love? Let me just see what you love. I don't know what you love. Okay, let's go. I'm just going to go. Near Protocol.
Data, take out for a whole lot of tequilas, but don't marry her, sir.
Okay, and Say?
I'm starting to wake up
pretty good at the moment. It's looking pretty good. So, guys, when we... Exactly. So what we basically mean, if we're saying a one-night stand or a date, it basically means when this thing has a good couple of weeks, take some profits. You know, you're getting out and you're basically...
Dating
is like this week. Like XRP is a date right now. Good night.
Date her, take her home, spank her, but then order her an Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's go. Render.
Date, but not a one-night stand, but not a marry one. So, like, in the middle.
Nice. So, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm not holding it into the end of the cycle. Next,
Casper. Why is Casper not? Where's Casper?
Casper,
it's not joining the party yet. Like, what's your thoughts on it?
Because Casper had its own party. You know what Casper is? Casper's like that friend where, you know, like, you've always got that one guy where you plan to go to the club and then the guy gets drunk at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah. It's like your mate. What's the guy? The tall guy. Your
Brandon.
Girlfriend. The
one that's Brandon.
Exactly like Brandon, bro. It's like you all got plans to go to the end of the cycle. Brandon gets drunk at home before the club. Like, you have to put him to bed before the... So Casper had a run before the bull market. While everybody else was at home, Casper basically like had its own run. So now, what you know what's going to happen? You know what happens to those people? While you go to the first club, they sleep for 4 hours, right? Then they wake up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And they're like,
Where's everyone?
Where's everyone? And then they come back for a last run. That's exactly what's going to happen with Casper. Exactly.
Dude, do you have any, you've never liked Link, right? It's not your,
I've got Pith.
So you prefer Pith over Link?
So for me, ETH versus Sol is like Chainlink versus Pith. Chainlink is the more established technology, but it's also much slower, right? And so it's a very, very, very heavy boat to turn. Whereas Pith is very, very, very fast. I think Pith is the much better technology. So for me, I actually took a big position on Pith this week. Massive.
And what is their market cap difference between like a Massive. Link and a Pith?
Pith must be like 3 billion or something. Let's quickly have a look. So Pith.
Yeah, let's have a look. It's interesting, actually.
Pith Network, fully diluted 3.6 billion. And I think Link must be 12 or 13 billion. So this is 4x different in market cap.
Oh, wow. So it actually looks like a really good, because it also recently broke weekly trends. It hasn't been rallying for too much just yet.
I switched all my Link to Pith. I switched all my Link to Pith. Yeah. Switched.
Cardano, sir.
I don't even, when she phones, I don't even answer the phone. You know what I do? I do block number. What's it? When you block someone's number, I do block number.
You block it. Block. Is there any block old school number. Tokens that you still have respect for?
Phantom, Rune. No, they all came out
those you still have. Because it's interesting that this cycle to see what we're going to chase. I just want to quickly give a market update, if you don't mind quickly. I just want to give you guys a thought into weekly close. Guys, we're obviously going weekly close. Monthly close, right? We're nearly on monthly close.
Monthly close is Tuesday.
Very close. So, guys, obviously the big thing on Bitcoin in this last week was us finally getting above 65. Like, this is your first daily higher high. This is your first weekly higher high that we have seen since we started the chop. So this is a good sign, right? The first higher high, first higher low. Things are finally starting to shift. And where we're at now is we're basically at the last short squeeze level until we're back into the 70,000s. And if we can get our first major higher high above 71, you know, then we're on. We're on for a strong October. We're on for a strong finish to the year. And the difference this time, this is why I was asking at the beginning of the show, Ron, is we only got the memes creeping up a little bit later this time. I kind of feel the alts are getting a chance this time. I kind of feel that, you know, the dominance is actually relaxing a little bit. We don't have too much in the phase. And I do feel the dominance is going to start, you know, pulling back at any moment. But quickly to update you here, guys. So what I think is going to happen is I do think we're going to push into weekly close. I think I think the big resistance is gone for now. And this 65,000 is actually turned into support. So what I got here is a nice little bull flag forming and will give us some nice direction. And it kind of seems that in the next couple of hours we're going to be breaking to the upside. So this for me then, at any moment now, I'm still looking for the squeeze, you know, up to these areas of around 68-69. Now in that time as well, you have the dominance going down again, guys. And what's amazing about this is we've lost some short-term trends. So the moment we saw a nice little Bitcoin bounce, you're actually seeing the dominance break trend to the downside. So that obviously shows alts will have a good couple of hours. But a big thing as well is that we have another major trend below this. You know, if we break this one, you know, think about it. What happened last week? We basically got the first trend break, and this was on a 4-hour chart, right? So it was on a 4-hour chart, and what did that mean? 5 to 7 days of dominance going down. We got that, okay? Now we're at the point of breaking a 12-hour chart, which gives us a 10 to 14-day period of where the dominance can be coming down. So we're just slowly but passing one or two levels, but it's all kind of lining up that the market gets a lot more tough in bull markets than what it is in bear markets. Bear markets, we get boring. We trend side, we do stuff. Bull markets, we pump and don't pull back. And I think the big thing about that is the margin for error gets less and less and less and less. And look at this. We haven't seen any major pullbacks here for many days now, all the way till 16 September, just straight. And again, this market is just turning these previous levels here into support. So we even have Total 3 breaking out now, and this should be going up again to the next major zones. And again, we've got our first daily higher high. Things are looking great, as well as the USDT dominance. you could see here the size
just
of the squeeze.
Just a reminder that you can learn all of this for free. All you need to do is click on the link below, but make sure you sign up within 1 day and 21 hours. All of this for fucking free. All of this for fucking free. Jesus, how can you not be signed up? You need to sign up. Urgent.
Sorry, exactly. I love it. I'm going to hire you, bro. I need you. And this USDT dominance here, the moment we lose this green box, you can see we basically bounce. You could see the short squeeze. There's a massive short squeeze. And this, for me, makes sense to 69. So the moment we lose this box to the downside here, people are flying out of dollars into the tokens. But this, you could see, it's very clear, you could see the gap. There's no support all the way till down over here. So this is either setting us up for a strong, it's either going to start already within this evening, okay? But definitely within next week, I'm expecting, you know, at any point, one or two red days, but I'm expecting the squeeze to happen. And I'm glad it didn't pump over the weekend. I'm actually more bullish that we didn't pump over the weekend, because then I was thinking, oh, they're going to trap us first week of October. They're going to go red. You know, everyone's expecting October. They're going to go red for like 10 days. That's going to get everyone confused. But we actually ended up chilling the weekend. And that, for me now, RSIs are reset on 4 and 8 hours. And I think we're actually ready for another push-up. So keep eye on a bunch of alts. Your Solana is at resistance. The moment we crack 160, we're at 190 next, guys. So you can see here, look at these highs here.
Go to
Solana. Are we starting this again? Is this what we're doing again?
No, I genuinely need to know. I genuinely need to know if I'm going to sell my ETH. Because even though I said I was going to sell it, I'm in an abusive relationship. I've got to be honest. I'm in an abusive relationship with the altcoin.
So to be honest, bro, I do think Sol is going to cream ETH. I do agree with you on that at the moment. I still think ETH will have its little pushes, but even now you could see that, you know, Sol's basically breaking out again. We could see that it started breaking a couple of days back, getting through there, and we put in our first daily higher high. So it does look like temporary. The moment Sol cracks at 160, Sol's going to join the party. We've actually had a little bit of a slow Solana over the last week or two. It hasn't really been up there just yet. That's because it's fighting 160. Above 160 is 190 and above the 200, of course. So I agree with you. For now, Sol looks like it will kill ETH. But at some point,
the Irishman called Radium. And I'm just going to look at Radium. Radium looks amazing.
It's Ray, right? Is the ticker.
Yeah, Ray is the ticker. I just have to post in Front Runners, which is our Discord. I just have to post there because I've just hit a 200% on Cetus.
Killed it.
Yeah, 200% unleveraged. So can you imagine the guys that took leverage? Can you imagine what's going on in their minds right now? They're thinking, which Ferrari are they buying? That's what's going on.
This is a good call here on Radium. Like, if you look, this is the weekly chart, of course. And for me right now, it's quite simple. I'm trying to catch basically, you know, the range lows that we had, that were the previous bear market highs. And if it's anywhere near there and breaking trend, it's quite easy to make money in this market at the moment. So Radium looks fantastic, to be honest. It looks really good, and it's got a nice little trend, you know, that it could break the next couple of weeks, you know, and you're already up.
Check Astroport for me. Astro.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's have a look at that one. Okay, fantastic. Let's go. I see Bybit have a trading competition again coming up.
Yes, sir.
I see they're doing it.
You can't sign up yet, though. You have to wait until on the first. On the first, we got the Banter team. And then if you win, you win $10 million, bro. So we're going all in. I was actually going to tell you. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I got the right one here. Just looking. Yeah. Tell me, bro. Tell me. I'm ready. Yeah, I'm warmed up, bro.
Hold on. Your time to buy. Hold on.
I must have just figured out which Astroport this is. I got two here. Amazing. Okay, guys, we'll get to a couple of altcoins now. So I'll have a look at Astroport. While you're obviously there, running, let me just quickly go through a couple of these. So Solana, right there, you can actually see that Sol starting to break a flag. So again, guys, like here, Sol, I think, still going to rip. You know, I still think Sol's got a good run. Things like AVAX, I actually think AVAX is going to have a strong bounce here. So short-term traders, listen up. You know, there's a trend break, pop your stop under the previous low. I've showed you guys this. Your investment entry is kind of gone in AVAX at the moment, but the trades are still there. You know, it's fun to trade the market. I like what Ron was saying. Like, I'm making money and moving on. I'm making money and moving on because I'm tired of not having money when those big red days come. You know, so for me, I'm a little bit more active of taking profits and moving in and out. See, are we, guys, really strong reaction here.
Look at this tweet. He calls himself semi-smart guy, but actually he's a smart guy. He says, bro, the love between these brothers is unparalleled. When Sheldon struggled, Rand didn't leave him behind. He bought him up. Love you all.
Yes, bro. It's been crazy. There's times I thought I wasn't going to survive in this space. There's times this, but we've just stuck together. You've always been there for me, bro. And it's like, I'm still here.
You're also here today on a big day. Eh? Today's a big day for you, sir.
It is a hard day for me, sir, but it's good.
And you're still here and you're bringing people crypto love and crypto wisdom on a day like this, eh?
Yeah. For those who don't know, today's my 4 year with my dad passing. So I wanted to come spend it with you guys. It's always been I was only like three, four months after my dad's passing when we started this whole thing. The audience has been there with me on this whole journey. And that's why it kind of felt like a really good safe place today. And just like, this is something I wanted to come do with you. You know, I feel, awesome. I kind of feel safe with the audience.
Your family's here, bro.
Thank you.
Bro, did you see Baked? Thank you. Did you see Baked? What's going on with Baked?
What's going on here, bro? First of all,
we told the people in front runner, I said, everyone, we're making an announcement on Bake on Tuesday this week. I can't say too much, but it involved using exchange revenues to burn tokens. And it's since doubled. So we are making a big announcement this week on Baked. Probably on Tuesday, there's a big spaces on Baked. I'm not going to say too much.
Where's the meme cycle at, bro? Do you think it's about to come crazy?
So interesting. I think new meme coins, very, very, very hard to make money because there's too many. But the old, I used to be gay, but Banter turned me straight.
How's this coming, bro?
changing lives, bro. So I'll tell you. So I think old meme coins that people know, like Smoking Chicken Fish, Baked, Gummy, all of those. Those guys are going to run, but it's going to be very hard to get a new altcoin to run. So like, if you look at the coins that ran this week,
it's kind of because they're not trusted, right? I think they got burnt pretty hard this
exactly.
year.
Yeah. So Smoking Chicken Fish is doing very well. That's one Fred's been calling for a long time. Baked is fucking cooking, but I think this is just the beginning. Iggy lit a fire under my ass, bro. Iggy lit a fire under my ass to make this Baked token like our mother token almost. So like Iggy lit a fire under my ass. I see Joe is in the management group saying, why is there no frontrunner link in the description? You can add it. Matt, if you could add a frontrunner, if anybody wants to join Sniper Club or frontrunner, they can. The other one that ran is, this is a new one that actually ran. It's Mu Deng. Mu Deng is he's a hippo, bro. So he's like a little, hippo. No, he's actually like a real hippo. He's doing quite well. Look, I'm not spending a lot of time on memes, to be honest. I'm spending much more time on celeb tokens because you know what the difference is between a meme and a celeb token? A meme, the cabal don't expose their faces, right? So if they want to rag you, they'll just rag you because you don't know who they are. But if you think like about a celeb token, like Iggy, Iggy can't rag you because the mother token is linked to her face, right? Where is she going to hide? You could say it's the same as us on Baked. Like, where are we going to hide, bro? Like, if we're going to rag the community, where are we going to hide? We've got nowhere to go. We're here every single day. Cameras on every single day. The difference is when you're dealing with like other meme coins, the problem with other meme coins is that, you know, like, I'm not saying all meme coins, but the cabal can exit dump on you. And then what are you going to do? You got no recourse. There's nothing you can do. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think that I'm starting to be very picky. Look, I'm not spending a lot of time at all on meme coins. Memes. But the little time that I'm spending it on the right ones, the big ones. Mm. I'm not going for the pump.fun 100x, 1000x, those kind of things. Oh, geez, wow, there goes Baked. Oh, my goodness. Okay, wow. Okay,
I agree, bro. I think they're a little bit more calm this time, which I think we're gonna have a nice little bit more of a trending market. So quick question over here, I just want to see, wow, Baked looks amazing. How does the next 3 to 6 months go for you? when it comes to the ultra. Do you think ultra about to go parabolic? Yes. Really now? Yes. You know, we've been through this. I think so too. I think dominance is chilling. I think it's been, I actually think it's like capped. Like if I look at it, I'm like, I'll never buy this alt in my life. Like it's just been like this for like, I think that dominance is going to turn. But how does this next 3 to 6 months play out for you? And what are you, what's your goals in it? You know, is your goal
just
to
holding? I'm holding. I keep looking for new things. I keep like looking for new stuff. I take some, if I do get new stuff, I take a little bit of my ton position, a little bit out of my Solana, a little bit of my ETH, a little bit of my everything. And then I just boom, put it on there.
So the 1st of January 2025. What's your Bitcoin prediction? Going into the new year.
1st January 2025.
What's your 100K
thoughts?
100K. Really, eh? I feel we're at that point where the market has to start, like especially 100K. Bitcoin, just start like the margin. 100K. And
I'm making an assumption that Trump wins the elections.
I know. That's cool.
If Trump wins the elections, I mean, 100K, why not? Why not 100K? Guys, in the chat, just let us know what your prediction is. Let's see where we're at.
The first, amazing. But I do think in that time, I think
Josh, can we do Bitcoin price prediction in Banter Bubbles again and then give away a Bitcoin? Does that thing work or not?
Of course.
Okay, so let's do it, bro. Bitcoin price prediction 1st January. We give it away on the 1st January in Banter Bubbles.
That's correct.
In order to get it, guys, you've got to be using one of the exchange links below in the show. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, well, you have to have an exchange.
How you qualify. It doesn't cost you anything, but you've got to be, with one of the exchange links.
Use the link below. All right, so let's. I think tomorrow we got a big day. We got a big day tomorrow. We got back to normal programming.
So you're going to be telling us when Bitcoin's pulling back? Is that what you're going to be telling us?
No. I can tell you exactly which day it's going to be pulling back. I can tell you exactly which day it's pulling back.
Okay, and then from my side, guys, I'm about to give you whatever's left. Whatever entries are left, my show is going to kill. I'm telling you, tomorrow's my show is going to be amazing. I've prepped something amazing for you guys.
I'll tell you what day it's going to crash. Friday, 29th November, 2024, there's going to be a Bitcoin correction. Or leading into Friday, 29th November, 2024. That's Black Friday. Guaranteed.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming. We'll see you tomorrow on our streams. And
before you go, last chance, you got one day, 21 hours, 22 minutes, and 7 seconds. If you want to join the best free trading school in the world, you learn to trade crypto, stocks, and memes in this specific one. Cool, guys. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, have fun, trade well. Much love.
Much love.
This